Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, worship team. Thank you. And it's okay to clap. You guys, if you guys hear somebody clapping, like, go ahead. Praise God. It's okay to celebrate. It's okay to join the Lord. It's okay to high five people. As you guys know me, I like high fives. COVID has restricted that, but we still do air high fives maybe. So why don't you turn to somebody across the aisle and just do air high five right now. Boosh. I see those connections. Boom. Boom. You hit somebody's head. All right. Praise God. God is good. May His name be lifted up in our lives, in our homes, in this church, in this service. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's go to some announcements. Youth and young adult meeting Tuesday nights at 7 here on campus. Everyone's welcome Tuesday nights. And you're welcome Tuesday night. Wednesday nights, Bible study via Zoom, Book of Nehemiah. So I heard last time that those people needed help. I checked in on them. They're doing good. They're doing well, right? I recommend everybody listen in, log in. If you have the time, you don't have to. I've said this before. It'd be nice if you show your face. You don't have to, though, okay? We see your name. It brings joy to see you. So we encourage everybody here listening worldwide, around the world. That's what worldwide means, to tune in. Amen? That's on Wednesdays at 7. Offerings via Zelle. There's the info at isayarise.com. There's also the box in the back, so we want to be faithful givers. Amen? It's for our well-being that we give. Yeah? Praise the Lord. We're going to read today from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, from verse 14. And this is the parable of the talents. So we'll read and then we'll pray. Verse 14 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he who will have an abundance, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your spirit, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, as you instruct us, you guide us, you speak to us, Lord. That our hearts be the fertile soil, Lord Jesus, that we can produce fruit Father, we just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. I thank you for everyone here, everyone listening, Lord. I ask that you bring peace, blessings to our homes, Lord. May your spirit dwell there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody this morning. Finally, I don't know how many fans we have of the fall. The season, the fall, not falling. Any fans of the fall? Yeah, people like the fall. Starting to get cold a little bit, put your sweater on, whatever. Summer fans, spring fans, whatever it is. But today it looked like we had our first actual sign of fall. Right? It's actually not going to be 90 degrees today. That's what they say at least. So days started off good, feeling good. I'm just going to share this real quick story. It has nothing to do with the message. Feeling good, everything good, and we're walking out. Me and Josh are walking out to the truck. And guess what happens? Anybody? Right through a web. Right? I was having a good hair day this morning. It was good. I messed that up. Went through the webs and everything, messed up my hair. I had to go back in and straighten it and everything. But little things like that almost ruined your day, right? Go out there, web right through. Good thing there was no spider in there. But anyways, today is a good day because the Lord has made it. Amen? And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, I'm doing my math right now. So we see this parable of the talents. And we see that the master, and he gave the talents to three guys, three dudes. Philip's not here, three dudes. And he gave them 5, 2, and 1, right? And this parable, as Jesus teaches in this parable, we see that it means, the meaning of this parable is that believers in using their God-given talents, right? Or their God-given gifts in the service of God here on earth, right? So the Lord has given us all giftings. He has given us resources. He has given us all abilities. And this talent in this parable speaks to us about how are we using them, right? How are we applying them to our lives? What are we doing with these talents? This parable also speaks to us of that Jesus soon will return. And we will have to give an account on how we spent these gifts, abilities, and resources. And I know that's not a popular thing to talk about, right? But he will be coming back soon, right? A long time ago, I'd be at work and having to do overtime sometimes. And I would get a text from Josh. And that's Josh. Wave your hand, Josh. Okay, everybody, that's Josh. Turn the camera. No, I'm kidding. So I would get a text from Josh. And it would say, what time are you coming home? Right? He would say, that was the question. And Josh was probably just asking just because he was curious or just because he was caring for me. Like, hey, you know, is he okay? But in my mind, I was like, why is he asking me? What time am I coming home, right? Parents, right? You're probably thinking those ways. Why is he asking me, what time are you coming home? What's going on there? Who's in the house? What plans does he have? What strategies he got going on, right? So right away, so for a long time, and even still to this day, I texted back, soon. I said I would text back to him. What time are you coming home? Soon. And that's all I would put, soon. Soon could be many things. But I still do that to this day. Hey, what time are you coming home? Soon. I just put soon, right? Just be ready, right? So it's a little joke, but it's also a message right there, right? Just be ready for my return, right? And this is how we should be living as well. Ready for his return. Yeah? All right. So let's close and no. Just be ready, okay? But he's coming back soon. But let's talk about these guys. And I mainly want to talk about the one dude, the one guy, okay, the one talent man. But first, we see the two faithful servants. They did everything by the book, goody two-shoes, right? Probably bothered us, right? We don't like them. They do everything by the rules, by the book. You look at them and you give them like a frown or whatever, right? But these two guys, it says they heard, right? When we hear the story, it says that they heard the famous words that we all want to hear, right? Which is what? Well done, good and faithful servant. These are all words that we desire to hear one day, right? Is what we strive for, is what we live for, that one day we are received with open arms and we are welcomed in, right? Well done, good and faithful servant. We desire these things. And we see that these two guys, they were loyal to their master, okay? They were loyal to their master. The master gave them the instructions. He says, hey, I'm gone. I'm going to leave you these talents. I'm going to leave you these resources, right? One he gave five, one he gave two. And it says that they went and they multiplied it. They went and they invested it, and he got, the one with five got five back, the one with two got two back, right? So they went, multiplied it, they produced something in return, and they had it ready for when the master came back. And as I said, when the master came back to give account, they said, here, you gave me five, I invested it, and here's five. You gave me two, I invested it, and here's two. And as I said, they heard, well done, good and faithful servant, because they were loyal to their master, right? They were passionate about the things that mattered to him, okay? And how do you know what matters to him, right? Like, you have to know what matters to the master, right? They didn't just say, well, maybe this had happened, right? They had to have time with the master. They knew the master. They knew about the master, right? So they knew about him. So they knew this is who he is, right? And this is what's important to him. This is what matters to him, right? So I'm going to do these things. I'm going to carry on what the master does, right? I don't know, at work, anybody ever been left in charge? Maybe you are in charge, but when you weren't in charge, right? And they said, hey, can you fill in today? Or I'm not going to be here today. You fill in and you're in charge, right? At work, we joke around and we say, all right, as soon as the boss is gone, give him 10 minutes and we're calling it, right? Everybody, let's go. But once you're told, hey, you're in charge, things change a little bit, right? Because now you have a responsibility, right? And now you have a responsibility, and right away, I know for me, the first thing I think is, what is my boss? How does he do it? What would he want, right? What examples has he left for me, right? Well, this is what he does. I'm going to try to continue in the examples that the boss has left me, right? I'm going to try to continue and carry on in this manner, right? But we see that these guys, they were passionate to what mattered to him. And we see that they received their talents, and immediately, quickly, they went out and multiplied these talents. When we receive something good, when we taste something good, when we hear something good, a song or something, right? We get texts throughout the week. There's a good song, and somebody sends it, right? Why? Because you felt at that moment, this is a good song, and somebody needs to hear it, right? This is a good verse, somebody needs to hear it. I just tasted this awesome bowl of oats and berries and yogurt, and somebody has to taste it. That's an inside joke. Sorry if you're listening around the world. But I tasted something, and you got to try this, right? We're eating sometimes at dinner, me and Lorraine, and she ordered her plate, and she'll taste it, and right away she's cutting a piece, and she's like, here, try this. I didn't order that. I didn't order that stuff. My order is this, but she knows it's good. You got to try this, right? Something that's good, when we receive something, we want to share it. Or maybe you want to hoard it. Maybe that's where you're at. All right. That's you, I'm sorry. Okay? We'll get there. But you want to share it. You want to go out, right? They were given something, these faithful guys. They were given these talents, and they went out and invested it and had return, right? We hear the word of God. We received our salvation. What do we want to do? We want to go and tell somebody about it, right? We want to go tell somebody about the goodness of God. We want to share with somebody. We hear somebody in need, and maybe we went through that, and right away a little alarm goes on, and we say, hey, I got to tell that person that I was in that place, or that that happened to me, or I experienced that, whatever the case may be. But it says that they received their talents, and they went out and multiplied these talents. In other words, they bared much fruit, right? Which is what the Lord wants from us. They went out, had to share it, couldn't contain it, right? Couldn't contain it. Anybody ever hear a good joke and you want to share it? Anybody have one, want to come up and share it? No. But you can't contain it. You can't keep something to yourself, right? When I'm at the Dodger games, I know not everybody's a baseball fan here, sorry. But when I'm at the Dodger game and they're batting, and here comes, this is what batting looks like, okay? And they're batting and they hit a home run, and the Dodgers hit a home run, I don't just sit there quietly and just say, nice hit. That's not what happens at Dodger Stadium, right? All of a sudden, the stranger behind me is my best friend. He becomes my buddy for life, and we stand up, and we high-five, and we hug. Well, no hug, but, right? But they became my family now, right? And I'm high-fiving them, and you're trying to reach all the way across and over people just to share in the emotion of the experience that just happened, right? You want to share it. In every other area, we want to do these things, right? And much more, we should do it in the service of the Lord. Also, one thing we see with these guys is that they also may have believed that the master was going to return, right? The master left, he was gone, and they continued in this service. They continued in what the master had given them, right? So when he left, they believed he's coming back, right? And if you believe that he's coming back, right, you're not going to just go chaos. You're not going to just stop doing whatever because you know he's coming back, right? So if we have in our minds, if we believe in our heart that the Lord Jesus is coming back, right, then we should be busy doing what the Lord has given us to do, right? We should be busy because we know he's coming back at any time. Could be now. Didn't happen. I always do that, sorry. Maybe one day it happens. Now? But it could be now. Sorry, don't panic. It's just the streets. But we know that he's coming back, and these guys believe the masters will return. They believe that he is gone, but he is still alive. They believe that he is not around, but he is real, right? That he believe that he is not seen, but he exists. Where is our thought process right now? Where is our mind? What do we feel? What do we believe? What are we believing? We know about God. We've been raised in the church, and we've heard these stories over and over and over. But deep down inside, what are you believing? Do you truly believe he is coming back? Do you truly believe the Lord is going to return? Do you truly believe that the Lord has placed in your hands the ability to do something? The ability to share? The ability to whatever gifting he has given you? Do you truly believe that? Or is this just another story, another Sunday that we're just sharing and here we go with the motions? Or do you truly, truly believe that the Lord has placed in your heart the ability to produce fruit? We have to truly believe that. And this could have been why these faithful servants, these two guys, went out and continued to do, because they knew the master left, but he will return. Right? One day he will return, and we want him to find us doing what he left us to do. Amen? Now let's talk about the one talent man. the one talent man. This guy, what does he do? He goes out, he gets his one talent. I was reaching to my pocket because I have $1 in my pocket right now. He gets his $1, he gets his one talent, and he goes, and it says immediately he goes and he digs the hole, and he buries it, and he hides it. Okay? Digs a hole in the ground and buries the talent. The Bible doesn't even say that he tried and failed. Right? It could have been a different story if he would have said, man, I tried to invest it, and my investment did not go well. Right? And I'm sorry, but it just did not go well. Right? There's nothing wrong with trying. Okay? You go out there and you say, I'm going to pray for somebody. And, you know, we used to go, I think I shared this story, but just humor me if I heard said it before. We used to go and we'd go pass out flyers door to door. And I remember we took the youth one time. And I told the youth that they partnered me up with, I said, man, we're going to go door to door. And this is going to be fun. This is going to be, we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk to people. And I was trying to hype it up and make it sound so fun and so cool. Right? And I said, come on, let's go. Let's go to this door right here. And we walked up to the door, and I knocked on the door, and I had the flyer ready, and I said, watch this. And they opened the door, and I said, hey, how you doing? My name? Boom, they slammed the door in our face. It didn't go as well, right? We tried, and that didn't go as well. But it doesn't say here nothing about trying. It doesn't say that he, you know, try to do this, or I try to reach this person, or I try to talk to this person. It says that this person immediately just took it, hit it, and just got rid of it, and then I'm not doing nothing, right? This person shows that they had no interest or desire to do anything, right? No interest, no desire. God transformed your life. Do you believe that? Do you believe he transformed your life? Do you believe he saved you? Do you believe he died for you? Do you believe that he paid a price for you? Because all these things should inspire us to want to live for him, to want to honor him, to want to do good for the kingdom of God and share with others what is happening in the kingdom. When the master returns, we quickly see that the man blames fear. He says, I was afraid. Right? Right away he goes to fear, or fear sets in right away. Hey, go and do this, go and share, and you may think, I'm afraid. Or being a one-talent man, I don't know what a one-talent person is, right? But you may feel, all I have is this. All I can do is this, right? Not everybody is gifted as I am in playing and singing. I don't know if you guys heard me sing. No, not gifted at all. But whatever the Lord has blessed you with, we are the ones who make it seem bigger or smaller and important, not important. If the Lord has called you to do something, it is important. No matter where you're at, no matter how big you think it is, or even how big somebody told you it is, right? Whatever the case is, if the Lord called you to do that, that's because he needs you in that area. He needs you in that place for that specific time. And it's something important. So don't allow fear to set in and say that because of fear, I didn't do it. Right? We see this guy, he said, I was afraid, and so this happened. Right? Right away, he blames fear. He even blames the master. He says, you are a hard man, the Bible says. You are not nice. You are mean. You are cruel. You are not fair. Right? Right away, I don't know if you guys heard. The other day at work, I'm going to go another story. Sorry, guys. Detour. The other day at work, they tried to stage a walkout on the construction site because of the whole vaccination, COVID, and I'm going to stop it there. I'm not going to try to do anything. But they just tried to stay a walkout because there was people out there talking, saying people are unfair and people are wrong and this and that. And what did it do? It stirred up the masses. And it stirred up the group. And next you know, there's half of a construction job site walking out of a job. Right? This is a big thing, especially, you know, they're union companies. And you're not supposed to do stuff like that. But it stirred it up. And they were talking and they were murmuring. They were complaining. right? And they stirred up things, and eventually a group, it led to a group walking out, right? This man right away blamed something. Try to take the blame away from him and say, it's because of this. It's because of you. You're unfair. Because why? Because you are not lining up to my ways. You are not lining up to what I really want to do. And eventually we know that he hears the words, you wicked and lazy servants. Any wicked and lazy? No. He hears the words, you wicked and lazy servants. Those are not words that we are shooting for, right? One day I'm going to hear these words. These are words that we want to avoid at all costs. We don't want to hear these words. What happened to this guy? What happened to him? Maybe he didn't believe the master would return. Or maybe he didn't care if he did. Right? What's going on in our hearts? Maybe you say, this is taking too long. I've been hearing this message forever, and it still hasn't happened. Right? I've been hearing about this forever, and it still hasn't happened. Jesus is coming back soon. Right? When is soon? We don't know. And maybe he stopped believing that. Or maybe he didn't care if he did. Maybe he was corrupted by the ways of the world. Maybe he was corrupted by those around us. Maybe something was happening in his life that made us stop caring whether he even returned or not. So he just took it, hid it, and said, oh well, I could care less. Right? In Matthew 24, 48 and 49, there's another parable about a faithful and evil servant. And these guys, they had one job, to care for the household. The master left and he left them in charge to care and to feed them. And the Bible says that one of them, when the master returns, one of them he finds doing what he was supposed to be doing. And then the other one, it says, the Bible says that he says, my master is delaying in his coming. Right? He says, my master is delaying. He's taking a long time. So he starts to treat all the people bad. And then it says he starts to party with all the drunkards. And he says, all right, I'm going over here and I'm going to live this life. What I'm supposed to be doing, he's taking too long. Right? He's delaying in his coming. So I'm going to go and I'm going to party with these guys. Right? Something went wrong in his heart that made him think this way. That evil servant, as the Bible says, he said in his heart. That's what the Bible tells us. He said in his heart, my master is delaying in his coming. He's taking too long. And I pray that's nobody here, and I pray that's nobody listening. I pray that's not us thinking in these ways. Or thinking, yeah, I hear the story, but I don't care. Right? And the message today is actually not about Jesus is coming back. It's important that we know. Maybe it is. It's important that we know. It's important that we believe it, right? No matter how young, how old, right? But we see here that something went wrong. As I said earlier, maybe he was corrupted by the ways of the world, by friends, by whatever the case may be, whatever excuses, whatever may happen, right? But something went wrong in that person because he was doing the job, right? And somewhere down the line, he said, now he's taking too long. So it shows us this guy didn't right away go do it. He was doing it at first. So he started the race. He started the race. He was going. He was doing, right? But as we can see in this story, he did not finish the race. He did not finish strong, right? We have to finish the race. We have to follow through. We have to continue to honor the Lord. We have to continue waiting for the Lord, believing. One commentator said, looking for his appearing and loving his appearing should motivate us to be faithful. To know that the Lord is coming back, to know that he will return, to believe that he will return, should motivate us to be faithful. And you may ask, I know you're asking, could this happen to me? Or you may say, has this happened to me? Have I become this one talent person? Or am I becoming this one talent person who is losing sight of what the Lord has entrusted me to do? Who is losing sight there is something to be done? What do you guys think he was doing while the master was away? Mostly, he was likely tending to his own interests, right? Selfish things, caring for himself, right? Taking care of number one. This must not happen to us in Jesus' name. This must not, and I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, this will not happen to this group. This will not, in the name of Jesus, happen to those watching. This will not, in the name of Jesus, happen to me, our families. It cannot. It cannot. Right? There is a danger in falling into this area, into this pattern, into this pathway. There is a danger. There's warning signs all around. But I believe the Lord speaks to us. Duh. But I believe the Lord speaks to us in many ways. He speaks to us every Sunday. He speaks to us every Wednesday. He speaks to us when you read your word. He speaks to us when you're listening to messages, podcasts, whatever the case may be. The Lord continually speaks to us. And what is He doing? He's calling out to us. And He's either bringing us back or He's encouraging us. Who takes notes? Anybody a note taker? Don't raise your hand, because you're probably writing right now. But I like taking notes, right? I'm still from the 1900s. I know I'm using technology right now. This is rare. But I still like the paper and pen, right? I'm still old school, if you want to call that. I still love taking notes. On Wednesdays, if you guys don't know who I am, right, just focus on this area right here of my head. Because I'm usually taking notes. So on Zoom, I got to set up the camera better. Maybe under me, right? But this is what you see right here, right? The best part of my head. But I take notes and I like to write it down and write down what whoever's speaking is saying. I don't care who comes up here. I'm going to be ready to write down notes. And it helps me. It kind of prepares me. And I'm ready to receive. In other words, I'm here saying, I'm going to hear something good. And not like, oh, that was good. Now let me go reach and find a paper. Right? To me, that's my way of already being prepared that something good is going to be said. Right? And I'll get to that moment for you. No. But it's a way, it's a practice for me to write down and to hear what the Lord has been saying. And I'll sit down and I'll go through these notes, right? And I'll have the notepad and I'll start going through these notes from months ago, from years ago. I have some from like the other day. I was looking at one like 2008 or something like that, notes. And I'll read these notes and I'll be like, why did I write that? I have no idea why I wrote that. It must have been good at that time. But there's some times where it takes you back and you remember why the Lord spoke to you in this area. Why is this happening? Right? And it takes you back to a moment where the Lord called me back or the Lord encouraged me. Right? And it helps me today. Right? I encourage you guys, if you're not note takers, try it. Right? Because somewhere in the message, maybe not, but somewhere in the message, the Lord may be saying something to you. Somewhere in the message, or maybe a verse, the Lord may be pointing something out to you. Right? Are you prepared? Are you ready to receive these things? Right? To catch these things. Here we go with baseball again. If I sit in the outfield in the first couple rows, guess what I'm taking to the game? A glove. Why a glove? Because they're going to hit the ball there, and I got to be ready. Right? Are you ready to receive what the Lord has for you? Do you come in ready to receive what the Lord has for you? Right? What is our attitude? Are we ready to receive of the Lord? Now I'm about to do something here. the time that's left, which I don't know how long that is. I don't know. I'm not sure, guys, if this is legal to do what I'm about to do. Okay, I'm sorry. I signed the waiver. But I'm about to do something here because I truly believe the Lord has been speaking to us. And when the Lord impressed this in my heart this week, when the Lord impressed this to me about this one talent person and the dangers of becoming this person, right? And the reminders that there is, because we might think sometimes, what do I do? There's nothing to do. What should I do? What can I do? The Lord has given us gifts, abilities. What is there to do? Well, I'm going to share with you what's been happening in the last few weeks, right? So I'm going to bring back old messages. Hopefully that's legal. Is that legal, guys? Did I get, okay, we're good. We're in the clear. The lawyers have approved it. But if you have been listening in the last couple of weeks, if you have been taking notes in the last couple of weeks, if not, go back and there's the archives and look them up, because I'm not going to do them justice, but I'm going to point out some things. But we know that last week, last Sunday, Dina was up here, right? And she shared a great message about a shipwreck in Acts chapter 27, right? You guys remember that one? Let's go through the whole message. No, I'm kidding. But we see in this message that she shared, right, that there was a warning, okay? There was a warning, however you want to call it. There was a warning, okay? The ship is going to crash, right? They had to take action. In other words, they had to get rid of the weights, okay? And they had to eat and believe. They had to have faith. Dina, hopefully I got it right. Right, but there was a warning, they had to take action, and they had to have faith, right? That may be speaking to you, right? There's dead weights that I'm carrying around. There's dead weights that's carrying around. I got to get rid of these things. Last Wednesday, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, by the way, praise God, which we're probably going to be ending this Wednesday, so tune in. But we learned, one of the things we learned was about separating from the things that bring us harm, right? Separating yourself to the Lord, right? Making a commitment to live for God, separating from these things. So there's a warning. The Lord has been speaking to you. Hey, listen, there's weights you need to get rid of. There's things you need to separate yourself from, right? What are those things? Is he showing them to you? If he reveals those to you, say, Lord, forgive me of these things. I give them over to you. Help me to break away from these things. Whatever the case may be. A few weeks back, Pastor Al told us about Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. And he shared with us about the view that he had about different things. He had the wrong view about salvation, about sin, about himself. Right? The Lord has called you. The Lord has gifted you. The Lord has saved you. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? We don't want to become this one talent man that stopped caring or just doesn't know or doesn't believe. The Lord called you guys all, everyone watching, for a special purpose, right? We need to separate ourselves. We need to have a view. We need to know that Jesus Christ died for us, saved us, lived for us. Pastor John, a few weeks back, shared to us about the four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7. And he shared that they said, why are we going to sit here and die? There is good news to share. Right? Why are we going to sit here, right? They came through and they saw all the spoils and all the food, and they were enjoying of it. And they said, why are we going to keep this to ourselves? There's good news we have to share, right? Once again, the Lord has blessed you. The Lord has spoken to you. The Lord has touched your life. Why are you going to keep that to yourself, right? We need to go out there and share the good news. A psalm, shared with us a story about the man in Acts chapter 3 who carried the crippled man to the temple. If you guys remember, he shared about they would take him and they agreed with just that, that you are crippled and that's where you're staying, and they believed that lie, right? But then he shared in Luke 5 about the four friends who carried their friend through the roof to see Jesus, right? And the two differences between the two friends, I almost did air quotes. Whew, that was a close one. But the difference between the two friends, right? These friends, they said, okay, we're just going to carry you here and continue to, you know, collect money, and that's the state you're going to stay on. As opposed to the other friends who couldn't get to Jesus, but they found a way. They made sure their friend met Jesus, right? So they did everything possible. Tear the roof open and lowered him down to Jesus so that he may be healed. What is our attitude? What has the Lord been speaking to us? All these messages, if we apply them in our lives, will help us in staying faithful to the Lord. We need to listen to what the Lord has been telling us. We need to believe what the Lord has been telling us. We have something good that the Lord has entrusted us with. We need to share it. Ultimately, we must stay connected to the vine. As we stay connected to the vine, we produce much fruit. Amen? As we stay connected to the vine, we receive from the Lord and we're able to give to others. We're able to share with others. Jesus has entrusted us with spreading the good news, loving others, forgiving others, being an example to others, feeding the hungry and thirsty, caring for the poor, the prisoner, the sick, praying for one another, letting people know that today is a day of salvation. In other words, there are things out there we should be doing and not just sitting back and taking care of ourselves. Can we pray? This message about the one talent man and what the Lord had impressed in my heart was like a warning to all of us, a warning to me, maybe a warning to you, that we not fall, that we not follow this path, that we not end up like this man who may have stopped believing in the Lord's return, or maybe he stopped caring in the Lord's return, or maybe didn't believe that what the Lord had given him is important. Those are all lies. Those are all lies. What the Lord has blessed you with can be a blessing to others. You have something, you have been called to do something special and important in your life. And ultimately, it is the Lord's will that you hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. Father, I thank you for your words, Lord. I thank you for your love, your grace, Lord. I thank you that you speak to us. You have been speaking to us, Lord. You call us back. You encourage us. Whatever we need, Lord, you are there, Lord. Wherever we need it, you are there, Lord. In whatever situation, you help us. You guide us. You make a way, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you are a faithful God. And we thank you, Lord, that today is the day of salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus.